but Baker claimed he managed to slip away from the soldier guarding him. The man had fallen asleep, stealing his pistol and his horse. He next encountered two African Americans who fed him bread and milk for 10 cents and hid him in their shack. Walking on the road the next evening, Baker finally came upon two rebel soldiers of Dutch descent on the bank of the Potomac, who shared a fish dinner with him. Later that night, he stole their boat while they slept, and threw a hail of bullets from the angry Dutchmen firing from the bank after they woke, managed to row it to the Maryland side of the river. Both sides routinely paroled the other's captured officers if they promised not to return to the fight. But it strains credulity to believe that security officials in the Davis administration would be so gullible they would set free a spy suspect whose cover story had so many holes in it, so he could roam the capital of the Confederacy to observe whatever military activities he pleased. What likely happened was that Baker never did observe much military activity, being in rebel custody or on the run most of the time. Somehow he managed to escape incarceration in Richmond and wandered around Virginia for weeks, living in shacks or the woods and scrounging for food. He was detained again while passing through Fredericksburg on suspicion he was a spy, and escaped with the help of more people, including, by one account, a local prostitute. Around July 30th, Baker finally straggled into Washington looking like a homeless vagrant, which he had practically been the previous 3 weeks. He had returned too late. Washington was still in a state of shock, with wounded soldiers clogging its hospitals and hordes of the downcast, defeated, and unruly ones who would walk shambling about the city's streets, alleys, and bars. Setting out on July 16th, McDowell had been painfully slow to advance toward rebel defenses behind Bull Run, giving Beauregard the time to receive needed reinforcements from Johnston, whom Patterson had failed to pin down in the Shenandoah Valley. Curious civilians from Washington had ridden out in carriages with picnic lunches to witness what they thought would be a grand spectacle. What they saw instead was confusion on both sides in a battle of amateurs.